AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is off to the G7 summit in Japan, but will return early to deal with the debt crisis.
For weeks, the White House insisted he could manage both the Capitol Hill talks and foreign commitments while abroad.
The president could be president anywhere.
That was just yesterday, hours before the administration announced the president would scrap the last two legs of his trip.
The president wanted to come back a little bit early.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre faced multiple questions aboard Air Force One about why, given that it meant putting off visits to Australia and Papua New Guinea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that work is important, but can wait.
Default can't be postponed, but the trip can be postponed.
Sullivan's rejecting claims the change will do diplomatic damage or give China leverage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Dakota Republican Dusty Johnson in the House says the president is MIA on the debt crisis.
Inaction and intransigence will not wipe away $32 trillion in debt. Good grief, Mr. President. When is enough enough? Shame on anyone who refuses to act.
The Dow finished up 408 points. It was a royal pursuit in New York City. Police say Prince Harry and wife Meghan were involved in a chase involving photographers. The prince's people say it was near catastrophic. The royal couple briefly took refuge at a police station before being whisked away in a yellow taxi cab driven by Sukhcharm Singh. He spoke to the AP.
They were saying it's kind of crazy and stuff like that. That's pretty much it. Nothing more. They didn't say much. They just asked my name, and then after they left, Prince Harry said, oh, thanks, and have a good day. I was like, you as well.
An Islamic extremist was given 10 life sentences for killing 8 people with a truck on a bike path in Manhattan in 2017. This is AP News. A Moscow court ordered the arrest of filmmaker Alexander Rovmayensky and theater director Ivan Firepayev, accused of spreading false information about the Russian army.
The initial court hearings against Rovmayensky and Firepayev were held on April 27, but not reported by the court until this week. According to the court's press service, the two men who are outside Russia will be placed in custody once Russian authorities manage to detain them or get them extradited. Keith-born Rodnayansky left Russia after the start of the country's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 and has repeatedly spoken openly against the war. In October 2022, Russia's Justice Ministry declared Rodnayansky a foreign agent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia agreed to a 2-month extension of a deal that has allowed Ukraine to ship grain through the Black Sea to parts of the world struggling with hunger. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
So it's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.